First of all, tell me your name and where you're from.
I'm Daniel Williams from Madison, Georgia. We got a 800 cow dairy farm in the middle of Georgia.
Well, that's interesting. I have a brother-in-law with a few acres in Newborn, which is right nearby there.
Right.
Well, it's a small world, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
We're at this Global Dairy Conference. First of all, tell me a little bit about what are kind of some of the biggest challenges that face you as a dairy producer right now?
Money.
Yeah.
Lots of, about money, how to try to be more efficient, watch what you spend, price a lot of stuff out, call two or three folks before you buy anything just to make sure you're not getting kind of gypped, I reckon.
Yeah. Well, when you look at what you've seen and heard so far, how would you rate this conference in terms of helping you with things like efficiency?
It's been very good. The speaker yesterday about feed, I don't exactly remember his name, but he was very good, and I went and talked to him and caught him a little bit afterwards, and he told me some stuff that we can do, maybe look at, that's going to probably help once I get back.
Now, since we are an international conference, have you had much chance to talk with people from other countries?
A lot of interaction with other people from other countries. I've talked to several South Africans, several folks from Ireland, and everybody seems to be in the same boat. Very low prices, hard to make money now, well, if making any money at all, which makes me feel slightly better. It's still kind of bad, but at least we're not the only ones losing money these days.
Well, we know that there is that challenge there, but how does that make you feel going ahead? I mean, enthusiastic to continue to go on in the business?
Yeah, there's some enthusiasm there, but I'm more of a realist, and I hope it's going to turn around pretty quick.
Well, thank you very much for talking with me here at the Global Dairy 500 Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.